people don't realize that the biggest issue is limited social interaction. People that are working from home full time find it very difficult not to be in an office environment where there's a lot of social interaction.
You miss the water cooler.
Exactly. They miss the water cooler. And you know, you wouldn't think that that would be that difficult, but if you do that 2 or 3 or 4 months where you're working Monday through Friday and you don't have that social interaction, that's probably the hardest thing for people.
And it's funny because when you're in an office, people go, oh, I can't get stuff done because people keep calling me and coming over and I just can't get my stuff done. And yet it ends up being the thing that they miss the most.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reverse is true. When you are working from a home office, you're able to get things done quicker, faster, better, and smarter because you don't have that social interaction. So it's kind of like a two-edged sword.
And so how do you deal with that socialness if you are a home worker, if you want to work from home and be successful at it? How do you deal with that? How do you make sure you don't you're not crunching paper in order to hear some noise?
Well, in my little booklet, Chris, I talk about in a chapter a networking relationships and how important that is, because you really need to develop some type of networking system. Now, some people will go to a networking organization once a week. Maybe they go to their local Chamber of Commerce breakfast, or maybe they go to a social event once a week. You need to get away from the office, and you need to have some type of social interaction. And that's how a lot of people, I think, that are telecommuting nowadays, is they get out of their office and they actually do some social interaction away from the office. They've got to be careful though, because they've got a job to do. So, you know, you can't be spending 3 or 4 hours a day doing social interaction, or you're back to square one. You're working from, you know, a regular office where you're not getting your work done. I highly recommend being involved in social entities like the Chamber of Commerce. Most people that work in a regular office, by Friday, if they're in an office environment, they're ready to get away from, you know, all the people. You know, they're ready for the weekend and to get away from all of their colleagues. But when you're working in a home office, you're ready on the weekend to have some social interaction. So that's what we find with talking with people, not just in the United States, but around the world. We find the same situation, is that they miss that social interaction.
One of the things that comes through in the book over and over and over again in almost every section is you need to set goals and you need to make sure you stay. This requires a degree of focus to make sure you're getting work done, because it can be easy to get distracted and focus on, the household chores or the kids need taken care of or something like that. You need to be very results focused.
Exactly, exactly, Chris. And that is, you know, it's, you know, to have a goal, you have to be able to know what your goal is, depending on what your job is or what your position is or what company you're working with. Or, you know, if you're working for a government entity, you know, what is their goal for you to get accomplished? And then you got to break it down. And so if you have a goal of, say, completing 100 telephone calls a week, then you know that every day you've got to complete those 20 telephone calls because you got a 5-day work week. So if there's one day that you have some type of an issue, maybe your computer goes down, maybe your printer machine breaks, maybe, you know, the internet goes down for a day, well, then you know the following day you're going to now have to make 40 telephone calls to achieve your goal. So a goal is going from point A to point B to accomplish what is the goal that has been set for you. Maybe you're an owner of your own business and you know what your goal is for each day, but it definitely has to be broken down so it's achievable.
One of the other challenges, it seems, almost the flip side of that coin is, I know some people go, well, I couldn't do this because my work would just swallow up my entire life. I'd never be able to get away from it.
And that is probably one of the reasons that I did write the book, Working from a Home Office Successfully, because I myself, the first 4 or 5 years that I started working from a home office, I was working anywhere from 12 to 15 hours easily in a day. And that's because, you know what, my work was right there. I got up, I went into my office, started at 5:30 in the morning, 8:30 at night, I'm still working away. And so I learned from my own mistakes. And then I interviewed countless people throughout the United States. And I went and I visited their home offices. And I found out the smart ones knew how to turn it on and how to turn it off. So you've got to be able to be focused, you've got to know what your goal is, and you've got to be able to accomplish that goal. Now, it's easy to do if you're staying focused on your job. You can't be on Facebook playing some of those farm games. You know what I'm saying? You know? And in today's world, it is so easy to be diverted. You know, you've got the TV on, you know, you've got the internet going, you've got things that are diverting you from what needs to be accomplished. So you have to be very, very disciplined. You have to know what your goals are, and you have to be able to achieve them every day. And that takes a lot of discipline, but it's easy to develop if you have a goal.
And two of your best practices right up front are adhere to a routine, but then dress for success. This isn't wearing your boxers or something at home.
You know, and that's what a lot of people think, Chris. They just think that they're going to roll out of bed every single day and wear their pajamas and their slippers. And I'm sure that there are some people that can do that. But at least for myself, the people that I saw and the people that I interviewed that were the most successful were the ones that had a routine. They got up, they brush their teeth, they take their shower, they get dressed, and they are going to work. When you're talking to somebody on the phone, if you feel professional, you're going to talk and speak professional.
Did you talk to anybody who said, okay, in terms of how I get managed, which seems like it's a very different management style, how do you deal with your boss?
You know what, and Chris, that's what I did for almost 9 years. I worked for the largest private hotel chain in the world, and my boss was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And how do you let them know what you're doing? Because they don't know what you're doing. They don't know if you're doing a good job or not. They don't know if I'm out shopping, you know, at the mall. Exactly. Yeah. It's very important that you toot your own horn. And I mentioned that, you know, very common sense things. You got to let your boss know what you're doing. Now, your boss might say, you know what, heck, I don't care what you're doing. Just do what you're supposed to do. It's very important you document what you're doing and you kind of toot your own horn. You let them know what you're doing. You communicate to them.
And was there something that worked particularly well from a management style for you that enabled this to be a positive experience?
I think from a management process, what I did and the people that I interviewed, and I interviewed a lot of people, and they all seemed to do the same thing. Even though it takes a little bit of time, you really need to document weekly what it is that you're doing. You know, keep a snapshot of your daily activity, and then at the end of the month, if your supervisor or manager wants that information, you've got it at your fingertips to provide it to them.
And I know I managed reporters who were off-site, and one of the things that we did was we set up regular times to talk, and in a way, you had to manage expectations very differently. You couldn't just have an annual review. You needed to have almost daily, weekly discussions about progress and what was working and what wasn't working.
Exactly. And I think in our society, with the internet and with the, you know, we're just emailing all the time.
Yeah.
We're not communicating. You know, you pick up the phone or you have, like you said, a weekly or a monthly conference call to communicate verbally what it is that you're doing. What is the goal? You know, how are you achieving your goals? What help do you need? Where are you, you know, having issues? And, you know, as a society, we're just not communicating as effectively as we used to, you know, 15 or 20 years ago. So communicating by phone, I think, is still an excellent example, Chris, of how to manage.